Afghanistan's Loya Jirga, or Tribal Council of Elders, is nearing the end of its week-long meeting in Kabul. Among the more than 1,600 delegates attending the session are some 180 women. They've been a small but vocal minority. One of the women even ran for president of Afghanistan. NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Last week, when organizers first opened up the floor of the Loya Jirga tent and allowed delegates to voice their opinions, one of the first people to step up to the microphone was a woman. She didn't give her name because she was too busy criticizing the Loya Jirga Commission. She said they'd set a bad precedent for the entire meeting by refusing to adhere to Afghanistan's constitution. This was just the beginning. Despite the fact that barely 10% of the Loya Jirga delegates are female, one after another, women have been giving some of the most eloquent, passionate, and critical speeches of the Loya Jirga. They're all broadcast live around the country. As if this wasn't already groundbreaking for Afghanistan's traditionally male-dominated society, one woman went a step further. Masuda Jalal nominated herself for the post of president.
It was the first time in Afghanistan that a woman is standing up on election for presidency. So I didn't know in this traditional society what would be the reaction.
When Masuda first proposed the idea, fellow women delegates warned her that this was too big of a leap for an Afghanistan still recovering from Taliban rule, where most women were prohibited from stepping outside their homes alone. Better to wait 50 years, some said. She refused to give in, and in the end, Dr. Masuda Jalal was one of only three Afghans listed on the ballot in the election for head of state.
Dr. Masuda Jalal.
When the votes were counted, Jalal had beaten one male opponent, but came in a distant second place to interim government chairman Hamid Karzai, who won an overwhelming victory. Jalal was a medical school professor at Kabul University until 6 years ago, when she was forced to find employment with the United Nations after the Taliban banned women's education. After facing those challenges, she doesn't view her lost presidential bid as much of a failure.
It was a failure full of successes. The position of women of Afghanistan have been raised and upgraded in the world and in the country. Afghans do not think about women as second class of the society anymore. The new mentality has been created that women of Afghanistan has the capacity and ability to challenge in any level.
Masuda says this Loya Jirga has helped break the stereotype that Afghan women are all victims. Adin Niazi, a delegate who traveled here from her home in Canada, says this Loya Jirga was a big step forward for Afghan women.
I was really, really encouraged to see how much the members coming from all parts of Afghanistan, from across Afghanistan, how much respect they have to women, and they treated them with respect and they treated them equally.
Though significant progress has been made, outside the Loya Jirga tent, women continue to face enormous obstacles. International observers say in most communities, women weren't allowed to participate in the elections leading up to the Loya Jirga. And even here in the streets of the progressive Afghan capital, many women continue to wear the burqa, the full-length veil that symbolizes women's exclusion from mainstream Afghan society. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.